We believe that the disruption is necessary always as a catalyst to create new ideas, to create progress, to force us out of the status quo. The word disruption is becoming trivialized. People use it for everything. Oh, we had a really disruptive business meeting. Well, no, you didn't. Einstein was disruptive. What he did with special relativity totally disrupted classical Newtonian physics. Steve Jobs is disruptive. He completely changed the music industry. So what we want to do is return disruption to its necessary and powerful position as a catalyst.
You mentioned, you know, Aspen sort of needs a little disruption. Why did you decide to go ahead and bring this conference here?
What I wanted to do with the Disruption Summit is to recreate that kind of catalytic energy that says not we're going to talk about stuff and agree or disagree, but I'm going to talk about this insanely cool thing and we can build this. So you're not so much of an audience consuming ideas as a participant. And my goal with the Disruption Summit is to have everybody who goes, the moment they get out, go running back to their garage and pull out that invention that they believed in, but people told them wasn't a great idea, and so they just gave it up. Or go pull out that book that they desperately wanted to write, but everyone said, you don't know how to write, don't bother. I want them to get that kind of catalytic energy back.
So there are 9 speakers, and they're discussing a range of topics. Can you give an example of, you know, what one of the featured speakers will discuss?
Sure. Well, I can start with one of our locals, Mark Joseph, as you might know, is an inventor, a designer, an engineer, and very successfully invented a 3D printed cast, a latticework cast that can go in the water and you can scratch your itches. And it was very successful. But he's doing something now that I think is fabulous and could disrupt the whole treatment of diabetes and phlebitis in hospitals. Currently, the way they deal with the lack of circulation is they put on these pressurized suits. You look like the Michelin man. You can't even move. So what he has come up with is a simple orthotic that mechanically pushes up into the arch of your foot in a particular part of your venous structure that increases your lower body circulation by an order of magnitude, and it gets rid of, you can throw away all those big bulky suits.
Well, and another speaker was involved in a way in the Boston Marathon bombing. Can you talk a little bit about what she'll be talking about?
That's Amanda North. And what I did when I put the speakers together was try to get a spectrum of different aspects of disruption. Some just had wild disruptive ideas. But another take on disruption is how people react when a disruption occurs. So for example, Amanda North, very successful Silicon Valley executive, came out, was at the Boston Marathon with her daughter, and the bomb went off pretty much right next to her, kind of took the leg off of a woman who was right there a little closer. And Amanda basically saved her life. But the interesting thing about this disruption is Amanda went back to the Bay Area and she had always said, you know, when I retire in 20, 30 years, I want to create this web platform for indigenous artisans because that is literally the only way they can keep their craft going. And the moment she got back, she quit her job and she started this dream of hers. So how you react to disruptions is another piece of this.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin Ward.
Thank you, Marcy. It's always fun.